Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac. This month's Farmer's Calendar essay is read by the author, Castle Freeman, Jr.
Farmer's Calendar essay for March 2006. A well-stocked winter feeder ought to be a peaceable place. The kindly owner has laid on plenty of everything and for every taste. Seeds, grains, suet, even breadcrumbs, even, for heaven's sake, peanut butter. The birds never had it so good. Do they know this? Do they show in their conduct at the feeder a patient, graceful decorum? By no means. The feeder is a war zone where tiny pattens struggle bitterly, evidencing a level of natural aggression that would be terrifying if housed in bodies that weighed more than a few ounces. A chickadee is feasting on the sunflower seeds when another lights nearby. The first hurls itself at the newcomer, and the two of them go at each other like enraged tigers, until a squadron of goldfinches zooms in and drives the combatants off, supplanting their two-way battle with a kind of chaotic free-for-all. That the feeder, where mildness would surely have its reward, should be a theater of greed and violence is especially surprising given the lowly position of the antagonists. They are the bottom of the avian food chain, a meal for every cat, weasel, hawk, and owl in the neighborhood. Being weak, they ought to hang together, to share, to look out for one another. But no, they choose to squabble and fight instead. So we see in our winter visitors great charm, beauty, and peerless aerodynamics, united with a certain lack of moral intelligence.
Castle Freeman, Jr. has been writing the Farmer's Calendar essays in this almanac since 1982. You can also read this essay in the 2006 edition. This is Janice Stillman, editor of the Almanac. Thanks for listening and have a great day.